This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. RTD transit operators say they filed a complaint with some local health departments in the metro area. They say the agency is putting its drivers at risk by not complying with state health orders that are in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Bob Diniger filed the complaint with a colleague. He says RTD is not screening workers for coronavirus symptoms or enforcing mask requirements for passengers.
You could not possibly come up with a better virus distribution system than public transit. And the fact that operators are left to be within 2 feet of the public on a daily basis, people are scared.
Denver's health department has confirmed investigators are inspecting work areas today. Denver motor vehicle branches have stopped accepting in-person visits for the rest of today because of the hot weather. Denver's DMV says social distancing requirements have led to long lines outside, and in order to protect people from the heat, officials are now turning customers away and asking them to come back next week. You can still drop off paperwork at branch drop boxes and complete transactions online, by phone, or by mail. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say they've captured and killed a bear that broke into an aspen home early this morning and injured a man. Tracking dogs located the bear after it scratched the man and caused severe wounds. The man was hospitalized but is expected to survive. Officials say the bear matches the description of one that's been in the neighborhood for several days. Wildlife officials say this is the first bear attack of the year in Aspen. And coming up on All Things Considered, the Supreme Court has wrapped up its latest term. In many cases, the more conservative judges were split, while those that lean left were more unified. In fact, the more liberal justices voted together at least 80% of the time. Then, Seoul's mayor was found dead in a park Friday. A fierce debate has erupted in South Korean capital about how to view the mayor and his death after allegations of sexual harassment against him emerged. Stay with us. Stay informed. It is 98 degrees in Grand Junction and highs will be in the 90s this weekend. It is 99 in Pueblo and tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 97. And there is some rain expected Sunday night, Monday evening, and Tuesday, so maybe some of that will come through. Either way, try to avoid the sun if you're not into it. It's 4:35. This is CPR News.